I was asking how to reach the state of peace and serenity when we're just human beings and we strive to be good people.
Well, I mean, that's as I was saying, that's that sense of focusing on, well, what is it that leads to a sense of, say, happiness and well-being, but happiness and well-being in a kind of a wholesome root, a blameless foundation. Yeah, we don't have the language to differentiate. You say, well, it brings me happiness. When I get, say, the newest kind of material object that's on the market, but that's not a very it's happiness, but it doesn't have the same root as, say, the happiness of say, sharing or giving or hearing truth, drawing close to others who are virtuous or have integrity. Those are they're both happiness, but they have different quality to them. So they're drawing close to the aspects of happiness that lay a solid foundation of, kind of an inner well-being, is really an important base to be building from. And that peace inevitably, because that peace comes from, there's a extensive discourse that the Buddha gave, and in so it's quite one in the long discourses. It's the second discourses, the fruits of a recluse. So that the Buddha is asked, what are the benefits of living a religious life? And the Buddha goes through all different kinds of happiness that come from just living a skillful life, and just the happiness of blamelessness, the happiness of giving, sharing, the happiness of relinquishing or letting the kind of, say, hindrances drop out of the mind. So that all these different types of happiness are a base for to be cultivating, and that it has an effect. It's just quite natural.
Yes, the bliss of blameless living. Wow.
I mean, that's, oftentimes people, ask me as a monk, what have you attained? What have you realized? And what's your and kind of level of attainment? I was, oh, I'm just, gosh, I mean, probably the main thing is I'm just really happy about all the things I didn't do. So I had lots of opportunities. So that just that is a big deal. It's not a small thing.
That is so kind, so generous. Thank you.